Blog Talk Radio. Welcome, welcome, welcome to On Fire to Inspire with your host, Miss On Fire to Inspire herself, Aaliyah Butler. I want to thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule this evening and joining us for our show. I tell you, we have a great, great show planned for you tonight. Our topic is Mindset Mastery of a Small Business. But before we jump into the show, I want to showcase our sponsors because we're grateful to them each and every week for being a sponsor and sowing into this fruitful ground. We want to thank Ms. Evangelist Alexandra Townsend, author of Experiencing the Greatness of God in the Spiritual Realm. Her book is available on all of your internet bookstore outlets. It is a life-changing read, how the Lord brought her son from over a decade of alcoholism to being free and helping others be free. So you definitely want to read this book, Experiencing the Greatness of God in the Spiritual Realm by Alexandra Townsend. Also, we have Third Heaven Sound, and the CEO and founder is Vincent Lynch. It's not just music, it's a sound. They have CDs available. Music are also available on CD Baby and Reverb Nation. Third Heaven Sound is also responsible for that jingle you just heard, On Fire to Inspire jingle. They created that, and they've done all of the music for On Fire to Inspire audio CD. So you definitely want to reach out if you have anything you need mastered, you want to hear some awesome jazz, that's the place to go. Unique Expression by Design, they are here to take care of your custom product needs, whether it's for your business or personal use. They can take care of your T-shirts, your mugs, your pens, anything you need done that's customized, they can take care of you. And you can visit www.uniqueexpressionbydesign.com. We have Ross Hair and Beauty Bar. They're your one-stop shop to hair care and beauty needs for natural hair, twists, relaxers, lock maintenance, sew-ins, lashes, weaves, and more. They're located inside of F&D Beauty. Ask for Roz at F&D Beauty at 1519 Highway 138 in Conyers, Georgia. Again, ask for Roz. Let them know you heard it on Fire to Inspire. And finally, tonight we have GEMS, and GEMS stands for Girls Empowered, Mentored, and Supported. It's a nonprofit organization that provides mentoring tools and workshops to assist middle and high school age girls to deal with everyday life experiences by support through mentoring, educating, and promoting awareness. Volunteer opportunities are available. Visit www.thegemsinc.org or info@gems, that's G-E-M-S, Inc., at gmail.com. Well, we are back to On Fire to Inspire with your host, Ms. Aaliyah Butler, Ms. On Fire to Inspire. I tell you, I am so excited about our topic tonight, Mindset Mastery of a Small Business. It's time for you to get into the mindset of treating your business like a business. It's time to take it to the next level. So we want to welcome the urban leadership strategist and life transformer, Dr. Ed Womack. Welcome, welcome, welcome to On Fire to Inspire, man. God, how are you?
I am even greater now, Miss On Fire to Inspire, and just ecstatic as well to be on your broadcast this fine, fine evening.
Amen, amen. Well, we are excited about having you on this show tonight. I tell you, it is awesome to be able to have like-minded people joining you and just blowing up the phone lines and the internet, you know. I'm just excited about it all. So thank you so much.
Oh, it's indeed an honor and a pleasure. I'm always humbled, as you say, when in the company of esteemed greatness and, more importantly, those that understand not only who they are, but whose they are, and I'm walking in their purpose, walking in their fruitfulness. So it's an absolute honor to be on your show this evening, Lady Aaliyah.
Amen, amen. You better say that, look, because when you understand who you are and whose you are, and you're walking in that purpose, whoo, You are unstoppable. As our buddy Coach Terrence says, you are unstoppable.
Exactly.
Well, again, welcome to On Fire Inspire. Now tell us who is Dr. Ed Womack. Tell us who you are.
Who is Dr. Ed Womack? First and foremost, he's a child of God. He is secondly a father of three beautiful daughters, two of which are twins. One is 23. The twins are 19. He is a servant to the community that is dedicated to doing so based upon the plight of having a journey of ups, downs, sideways, inside, outside movement, and one that is daily grateful for the mercy and grace that the Creator has afforded me to be here today. I'm the owner and founder of Man Rise Up, where we create Menergy daily, and also the author of an amazing book called Back from Broken, Happy, Joyous, and Freed, a founding member of the Men of Vision, where we are all about collaboration versus competition. So I finally have to say that I am a proud, 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 proud member of the Black Belt Speakers premier group of empowerment specialists that are sweeping the country. And so a little bit about me in a nutshell, but I'm just mainly a servant at heart, Lady Aaliyah.
Amen, amen. I tell you, I'm excited about having you, and I'm excited about this topic because there are so many people that are sitting on their gifts, or they're just kind of playing around with it. But it's time to cast out those nets with an S and do it with the diligence that they know that's on the inside of them. One of the things that I tell people all the time, it's time to stop existing, and it's time to start living the life that God created you to live. So I'm excited to have you on the line to help. I give the analogy like this. You and I, as my guests, we are Mary, and the people that are listening, our listeners, they are Elizabeth. And if they're walking in their purpose and their passions, then their babies are leaping, and it's like pouring gasoline or kerosene on a fire that's already lit. It just heightens it. But for those who are just stagnant, not doing anything, their babies begin to leak to the where they're like, okay, this baby's kicking so much, I got to get up, I got to do something. So I am glad that you are here to help me empower the masses to do what they're supposed to do.
You know, and it's amazing that you say setting gasoline on the fire that already exists, and it's something that I truly concur with, because what I began to realize about 2 years ago, when I finally got committed after having come from a bit of a journey and finding my way on a rebound, I was kind of wondering, okay, what should I do now? What am I really here for? And so you're right. It's just really time for people to start living and stop existing. And that's exactly what I was doing. I was floundering through what some may encounter on a daily basis. And I got a sense that there's people on the line tonight that are caught between a job and a dream, caught between what they think they can do and what they know they can do, caught between self-doubt, absence of self-awareness, absence of purpose, caught in the process of the noise that life presents to us. And so it's just really a major blessing to be able to have the clearing away of that clutter, the clearing away of that noise, and to be able to walk in one's purpose, walk in alignment with that which the Creator has put us on this planet for. So it's an exciting time, and tonight somebody's going to be liberated. I can guarantee you that somebody tonight's going to be set free. Tonight somebody is going to realize the true purpose for which they've been put on this planet through this conversation, through this merry conversation that we about to have tonight.
Amen, that's what I'm talking about. So you just said something that really, really kind of hit my spirit, and you talked about the clutter and the noise. How did you get to a point of decluttering? How would you, share with the listeners who have life just happening? And, many times we can either take the excuses and just say, okay, well, I got this, or we can take that and allow that to be our fuel or our ammunition to move forward. what would you say to that person that says, but you don't understand? What would you
say? Oh, wait. No, you didn't. You did not ask me that question. So I'll tell you what, let's invite our listeners out there on Fire to Inspire Land to grab a pen and a paper or whatever your digital recording tool of choice might be, because the response to that question, Lady Aaliyah, is I had to get mad, which ain't bad, it's necessary. And when I say mad, it truly is not a bad thing. I had to adjust the M, the A, and the D in my life. I had to get mad. I had to realize that first and foremost, my mindset had to be adjusted, which is key, because if you do not believe it, you cannot achieve it. And Henry Ford says, if you believe you can or you believe you can't, you're probably right. And a lot of our listeners that are sitting out there, a lot of those people that you refer to that might be struggling with, well, what do I do? How do I do it? Should I do it? Am I qualified to do it? Are typically stuck in a mindset that they were subjected to from birth, which they have not challenged, which they have not extended themselves, which they have not been exposed to be able to move into their calling or their purpose, because the clutter of the programming that was inflicted upon them as opposed to intentionally embraced has taken over. And so as I began to realize that there was this void, that there was this clutter, that there was this necessity of purpose realization that had to happen, I came to the point that, you know what, I think I can. I know I can. I should be able to. I am still here. I've overcome some significant trials, some significant tribulations, some major ups and downs, peaks and valleys. And so what I began to do was evaluate the people in my circle. I began to evaluate my own choices. I began to evaluate the things that I gave my attention to, and thereby adjusting my mindset, because if you believe you can or you believe you can't, you're probably right. And so I then began to understand that not only was it about beginning to read more, beginning to write more, beginning to extend the people that I was around, and I'm reminded of something that the good Edmund Lee said. He said, surround yourself with the dreamers and the doers, the believers and the thinkers, but most of all, surround yourself with those who see the greatness within you, even when you don't see it yourself. And far too often, some of that clutter is consistent of those individuals that are the doubters, the naysayers, the player haters, those that may not have any vision for themselves, so therefore they dare not support a vision that you might have, those that might be stuck in a rut, that thing I called repetitive, unproductive thinking that sometimes, again, tends to clutter the rational thought process, the thing that prevents us from being able to move and to take action, which is the second principle in the MAD step, which is to actually move on those things that you have now embraced mentally, to take up the yoke of what your purpose may be and move forward according to the greatness and majesty of the Creator who put us here in the first place. And so as they move through that action, hold on, let me breathe real quick, because I'm getting so excited up in here. I'm starting to sweat, Lady Aaliyah, because I get tickled. I get to talk about the release and that whole process of being able to remove the clutter of one's mind, being able to take that and act upon it, because my favorite book, the undisputed number one bestseller, says that faith without works is dead. And so it implies that one must take on some sort of action. And as you know, as I know, as I'm sure a number of the listeners on the line know, that that action could be multifaceted. And in fact, it has to be, because unlike when you are executing, let's say, a hobby or a job, when you start to move into your purpose, there are things that are going to be demanded of you. There are going to be things that you realize that you have to do because no one else is going to do them until you can build a team around you to help support you. Having that network of coaches, that mentor, those mentors that can help you get there. And so that typically leads us into what's called the D. of the MAD principles, because again, MAD ain't bad, it's necessary. And in order to remove the clutter and move forward in one's life, you got to be determined, because as you begin to move into your purpose, as you walk into your calling, there are going to be those that are going to throw everything at you. And I've heard a saying that says, new levels, new devils. And Lord, have mercy. The last 3-4 months, baby, people been like, well, bro, you doing this, you doing that. I'm like, y'all, if y'all only knew the hell that was going on. But the devil is a liar, and I rebuke him at every turn. And so you got to be determined. And you'll find that on occasion, some of that determination requires that you begin to change the circles that you travel in, change the people that you allow in your circle, change the things that you give your attention to. It's almost like a diet. You have to really, from a mental perspective, determine, you know, is this something that's good for me? Is this something that I absolutely have to do? And so, again, I just pray that somebody's going to be liberated by the understanding of the fact that you got to get mad, and it ain't bad. It's necessary. So I hope that helps somebody at a night.
Hey, man, I love that. So mad, mindset, action, and determination.
Amen. All day long, every day.
I'm making notes in the chat, so that's why I'm just making sure I'm saying what you're saying, so I can I'm not misquoting you. It's gonna help people be free and stay free, whether they are listening live or they listen to the playback. They're going to be exactly where God's called them to be. If they're going to be touched by us, they're gonna be free. Amen, amen. So everything starts with the mind, you know, because as you said, if you believe it, you can see yourself. You can almost mentally make yourself see it, and that's one of the things I learned from my pastor. She said, "Start seeing the end results before you get there." I said, "What, Apostle?" And she said, "Start mentally, intentionally seeing what you want to achieve before you get there. Because if you can see it, then you can really go for it." I'm like, wow. Wow.
And that's
powerful. Wow.
That's so powerful. And I'm reminded of a quote from Helen Keller. Says, it's better to be blind than to have sight without vision. And again, note takers, grab your pen, grab your paper, because there's a distinct difference between sight and vision. And if you can't see it, you really, and even if you can visualize it, that doesn't necessarily mean that you have vision. See, I oftentimes like to use the analogy of the turtle and the giraffe, because if you can envision and visualize with me, if you would, a turtle low to the ground and has a very, and if you ever look closely, they got very limited ability as far as their sight. And so they really can't see over or beyond or in a long distance. But when you think about the giraffe is what I like to use as the representative of vision, because a giraffe is up high. The giraffe has the ability to look 360 degrees around. The giraffe has the ability to look way, 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 way beyond where they are. And that truly represents vision. And when you have sight but no vision, you could limit yourself. But see, once you begin to realize and embrace what vision really and truly entails, it just opens up so much more for you. It opens up opportunities. It opens up the ability for you to, even when you're going through a particular trial, even when you're in the midst of a storm, if you have vision, you can look beyond that. But if you're stuck in that rut that I referred to earlier, that repetitive, unproductive thinking, and you don't see your way out because you don't have a vision, and you're just only able to focus on that which is right there with you right now, right in your immediate viewing area, it can be devastating. I've been there. I've done that. Before I came back from broken out, I was blind in one eye and couldn't see out the other one. So, but baby, once I got a hold of what vision really and truly entailed, what it afforded me, the things that it provided me to see beyond. And that for somebody on this call tonight, I want you to begin to see beyond. Even if you can't see the entire staircase, I need you to take that first step and just step out boldly on faith, because it, you know when you're able to, even in the midst of a storm, which again the last 3-4 months have been tumultuous, and every day has not been Christmas, every day has not been a picnic, but because I have a vision and I believe that for the first time in my life I'm truly walking in alignment with purpose, the vision prevails and allows those stormy days to pass, allows me to reach out in times that I need to, whereas before I may have tried to take it on all by myself. Because when I look to my brothers from the Men of Vision, when I look to my Black Belt speaker family, when I look to my network, inclusive of yourself, of Crystal Chanel, of Daryl Butler, of, oh my God, let me not start naming names, I'm going to get myself in trouble. But I just have such a vast and amazing network due to the vision of understanding I should not do this all by myself. I cannot, and I don't want to do it by myself no more.
Amen, amen. So a person that has started their business and they are now saying, you know what, I think I have a vision. I have my, I have it written out. How do I stay focused and keep that fire?
That's part of the action plan. So, and certainly it does not evolve or happen overnight, because honestly, I'm still evolving my action plan daily. And one of the things that a couple of tools so that we can give some people some things to walk away with that they can use like right now. One of the things that I like to use is affirmations. And what you tell yourself typically is what will eventually prevail in your life. Again, referring back to that quote by Henry Ford, if you believe you can or you believe you can't, you're probably right. So when the things that you tell yourself, the things that you're surrounded by, the activities that you give your energy to, they will become the fruits of your labor. And that labor should be used in a very strategic way. And so the immediate takeaway that I would offer to someone that's kind of like, okay, well, how do I get it done? First of all, you got to take it step by step, day by day, and in some cases, minute by minute. And don't think that it's all going to happen overnight. It's not. It's a process required. But affirmations is one of the things that I use most often. I've now evolved it into a number of different things. I meditate daily before I actually jump into the daily grind, which once the grind begins, it typically it lasts quite a while, because I'm currently caught between a dream and a job, but you got to do what you got to do. And sometimes you have to stretch yourself beyond the comfort zone. But I meditate. I read a lot. I converse with individuals that are already where I'm trying to go and beyond. And so those are just a couple of immediate things that person that's sitting there wondering, okay, well, how do I get it done? You got to be active. You got to be intentional about the actions that you take.
I love it. I love it. Be intentional about your actions. I have a chat that was sent as a question. And her question is, how do you attract people that are willing to work with you or have clients that are willing to pay for your services?
Wow, that's pretty good. So the first one of that was, how do you attract people that are going to work with you? It's when you're walking in your purpose and you begin to market yourself, travel in the circles that are going to lend themselves to growing what your brand is first and foremost. So you really have to know what is it that I represent. What is my brand? And I'll be transparent and share that I didn't get it right immediately. When I first got serious about becoming an entrepreneur, I did something that was cute. It was flashy to me. I thought it was cool. But the response was, okay, that's really cool, but what do you do? And when I first came out with Tips Academy, which was my first entrepreneurial pursuit, I took my daughter's initials, which are TIP, and I put an S on it just to make it work, put a little cute acronym behind it, call it Training Important People to Soar. And I'm like, oh, that works. And then I'm really, really proud of the high school I went to, so I took my little eagle. But the eagle is representative of power. So I'm like, okay, that works. I'm empowering. That's what I want to do. And I put my amazing blue, because I'm an amazing blue person, do or die. And like I said, I did what I thought was cute, which was cool, which was hip. But people were still asking, well, what do you do? So for that person that's looking to attract clients, you have to first and foremost understand who is it that you are serving. You have to secondly realize, now this is a big one, it ain't about you. Whatever product, service, business that you're going into, you have to have at the core of that it ain't about you. A lot too many of us get caught up in chasing dollars and we want the glitz and the glamour. We think we're going to have it overnight. But the reality is that the business, the product, the service, it ain't about you. And so that is how I began to realize, okay, it ain't about me, which means I need to get around people that understand the product or service that I'm looking to deliver and ask questions. There's a reason we have two eyes and two ears and only one mouth. Before you go start spewing what it is that you do, you need to listen and look and observe so that you are clear, first of all, is there a need for the product or service that you're looking to even start and establish? Once you realize what that is, placing yourself in those circles, placing yourself in the right environments, reading those materials, following those type of people that are a part of your niche market is what we call it, that'll be one way to it. You don't have to look for them. They will come to you. Now, certainly you have to grind and get your marketing on, but realistically, if when you stop chasing all the wrong things, you afford the right things an opportunity to catch up with you.
Wow. Wow, that's good stuff. I know another thing is sometimes we are, you know, as women, when you do the different things that we do, like you're called to the men or in youth. For me, I encourage or I empower the masses. You know, I'm not, you know, a lot of times people say, well, you're a woman, you just encourage women. No, I encourage the masses. Some women, that's their niche. Their niche are women. Their niche may be single moms. Their niche may be women who are in transition in their life. But know who your target audience is. That was one of the things that I had to figure out, okay, who is my target audience? And for me, it's kind of hard to limit mine because I've been able to help so many in all age groups. But, you know, who is your target audience? And that once you figure out who your target audience is and surround yourself with those people, for example, I had a young man that I was talking to earlier today, and he said that he's releasing a book about bullying. I said, well, who are you surrounding yourself with? You need to be strategic and you need to be intentional. So intentionally align yourself with people who are against that. You know, strategically sign up with groups that are, you know, against that, and maybe you can give them a donation to promote your book. So he was like, you know what, woman, God, I love that. I was like, I'm just, you know, it wasn't something I planned to tell him, but it helped him kind of strategically know how to place his book and help it be successful from the beginning, you know. So if we understand our target audience, then we can know how to better place ourselves and for greatness that's already on the inside. Now, my next question for you is, you are a part of the Men of Vision group. Tell us a little bit about who these powerful, powerful men of God are.
Wow, that I would be delighted to share on that. As a founding member of the Men of Vision, there are five founding members. Coach Terrence Lefferidge out of Chicago, the Unstoppable Accountability Coach. There is John McClung, the owner and founder of I Am a Testimony Clothing out of Las Cruces, New Mexico. We've got my Power Life brother, Mr. Edward C. Williams, out of the Atlanta, Georgia area. And then we've got Johnny Magnificent Mac, the Self-Published Authors Network owner and founder and the creator of the BOSS, the Business Optimization Strategic Success Authoring Program, and the ABS, the Amazon bestseller. And so these brothers have been such a blessing to my life over the course of the last almost 18 months. I've actually known Coach Terrence a little longer than that, but formally we've been together a little over 15 months, and the results that we have been able to create together is clearly indicative of the African proverb that says, if you want to go fast, go by yourself. But if you want to go far, you're going to need a tribe. And my men of vision, I'm just so humbled because, first and foremost, it's not common to see men in our environment be able to put away the ego, put away the we go, the me go, and so let's all go. and so one of the pillars of our men of vision is to embrace collaboration versus competition and all bring something to the table. And it's been amazing. It's been absolutely amazing. I'm so excited about, one, just having some brothers that I can be totally transparent with that will call me on my stuff when it ain't proper, will allow me to be vulnerable when necessary, and also, you know, share in each other's individual as well as our collective successes and movements forward. So it's an amazing, amazing group. It's been an amazing ride, and it's only going to get gooder and gooder from this point forward.
Gooder and gooder. All right. Now,
gooder and gooder.
You guys have a huge event coming up on April 30th. Tell us a little bit about that.
My. Wow. Yeah, we were blessed tremendously in January of the year. So we started the year off with a bang, and it was not, and I have to be transparent, it was not anything that we actually set out to do. We were going to have a conference. We were considering having a conference. And in fact, Brother Edward C. Williams came to the group and said, hey guys, let's do a conference in April. And so we were like, okay. And so we started the wheels to roll it. And on January 6th, I said I was very strategic about who I wanted to have on my radio show, and we were blessed to have Dr. George C. Frazier as a guest on Man Rise Up Radio. And during the call, of course, my brothers from Men of Vision were on supporting the call, and one of the questions that came up was, well, what kind of advice would you give to a small business that's trying to have a conference? Because anybody who knows Dr. George C. Frazier knows that he is a powerhouse in the world of networking, a powerhouse in the plight of our people, a powerhouse in the Power Networking Conference, which is going to be celebrating its 15th anniversary this year in May. And so to respond to your question, he, after the radio broadcast, told one of my men of vision, hey, have Dr. Womack call me. And I'm like, okay, I was going to call him anyway to just say thank you and, you know, go through the normal pleasantries and of being on my show. And so when I called him, long story short, he asked, what is this Men of Vision thing that you mentioned and what's going on with this conference? And when I tell you it was a surreal afternoon on that January 6th when I had a conversation with Dr. George C. Frazier, and he said, you know, I'd like to see if I can be available and participate in this conference, which I'm like, excuse me? I had to do a double take. I'm like, you said what? And so we are just blessed to have Dr. George C. Frazier as our keynote on April 30th at the Cobb Galleria here in Atlanta. We also have my speaking coach and owner and founder of Black Belt Speaker, amongst other amazing things, Dr. Reuben West. Is also confirmed he will be in attendance and speaking during that conference on the 30th. We've got the other Men of Vision as well as a cast of amazing ladies here in the Atlanta area, to include the lady Aaliyah, Miss On Fire to Inspire herself. We've got Dr. Angelic Muhammad from Inspire All. We've got A.L. Cooper from Talking Out Loud Radio is going to be one of our speakers slash panelists. We've got the former Miss Wheelchair USA, Yvette Pegues, is joining us. The amazing and dynamic Aisha Ferguson. And I pray to God I didn't forget nobody this time around. Because last time, I tell you, when you start naming names, you mess around and get yourself in trouble. But I'm just really ecstatic about the opportunity that we are providing for the Atlanta metro and surrounding areas for that small and aspiring business owner, that may already be on the path but may need some extra guidance. And even the experienced business person, if they know who Dr. George Frazier, Dr. Ruben West, and the caliber of folk that are going to be in attendance, it's just going to be a great, great networking event. We're going to also have a VIP dinner following the main conference where we're going to be giving out the Incredible Vision Awards. So the nominees and the finalists have been posted. So it's going to be a wang-dang-doodle, Lady Aaliyah.
I'm excited about that event and honored to be a part of it. I tell you, I'm excited and just cutting cartwheels in the spirit.
you ought to be because you are amazing. And, I mean, certainly, you know, we're going to give the opportunity for some people not only tonight. And if you really want to just have a concentrated immersion of the key things that are going to help you move into business, get your mindset right. Understand how to define a coach or a mentor. Understand how to use the tool of collaboration as a business tool. Understand the benefits of becoming an author. Oh, my God, it's going to be amazing. And the beauty of it is that general admission is free for the main conference. And so we're going to be there all day long from 8 to 5. Again, that's at the Cobb Galleria in the beautiful Marietta, Georgia. And oh my, it's going to be some folk that's going to be set free.
Mm-hmm. Love it. Now, if you are in the area, you definitely want to. And if you're not in the area, you want to drive and get there, fly. You want to be at the Cobb Galleria on April 30th. And go to Eventbrite and go ahead and register and type in Men of Vision Tour and go ahead and secure your tickets now. Because I'm telling you, you want to be in the place. If you are ready to take your business into the next level, then it is going to be time to get that done. That is the date, the time, April 30th from 8 to 5 at the Cobb Galleria. It is absolutely time to take it to the next step. Now, how do you feel about opening up the phone line for questions?
I'm all for it. Let's do it. Hopefully they ain't scared tonight.
I hope they're not scared. All right, guys. So if you want to ask Dr. Ed or myself a question or if you want to make a comment, press 1 and you will be live with us now because there is no dumb question. Someone has the question that you have. They're just too afraid to ask it. So we have someone press 1 already. Thank you so much. Welcome to On Fire to Inspire with Ms. On Fire to Inspire, Aaliyah, and Dr. Ed Womack. Who do we have?
Oh, you have Brenda Drake Ford, one of Dr. Womack's Facebook friends, calling from Fayetteville, North Carolina.
Well, welcome. Did you have a question tonight? Did you have a comment? Come on, tell us what you would like to say.
I am retired. In fact, I have a birthday this month, and I'm a retired RN, registered nurse, and I specialized a lot in psychiatry and corrections, drug and alcohol. And I was looking, it's just like a thing that I've been mulling around in my head about the people that are getting out, being let out of prison, like having some kind of organization to help them get, back on their feet or employment or something in that fashion of people getting being let out of prison, especially the youth. I worked in three correctional facilities in Pennsylvania, because that's where I'm from. SCI Greater Hertchester, House of Corrections, and I did some at Central State in Indiana. So I have that background of the prison system, but I just, you know, I just want to, you know, it's just they're lost when they come out. Anybody that's been incarcerated is lost when they come out.
Well, first and foremost, I'm going to say great evening, Lady Brenda, and I want to go online publicly and thank you so, so much for your continued support and encouragement. It's truly acknowledged and appreciated. But, and I want to speak, I'm going to respond to your reentry question, because first and foremost, out of Pennsylvania, there's a brother by the name of Trulier, and he actually, Dr. Trulier, and he actually created this program called Healing Communities, which I caught wind of and immediately attached myself to. And so now here in Georgia, I'm not sure what the progress is in the North Carolina area as of yet. But if you're from Pennsylvania and you call Dr. Trulier, I can guarantee you this program is national. And Healing Communities here in Georgia is a group of faith-based and community-based organizations that literally do create a network of service and guidance for those reentering citizens. And so we're really changing the game up and even trying to adjust the paradigm of, and no longer referring to them as convicted felons, because that in and of itself has just such a negative connotation.
Yes,
and they're still people. And believe it or not, some stigma, some stereotypes may say, well, they did a crime, they need to do their time. And, okay, well, after they've done their time, now what? They're still a God's children. They're still here, and they need to be provided with an opportunity as well. And so that's one of the things, if Man Rise Up, that we are very fond of being able to immerse ourselves in, because no man is an island. And but for the grace of God, there go I. And having come back from broken, I've seen up close and personal some of the things that can lead to that lifestyle, that can lend themselves the frustration, the abandonment, and things that a lot of times are overlooked. And I'm certain you, as a former psychiatrist and working in the correction facility, you can appreciate that. So, I just thank you so much for your comment, and we're going to stay connected and continue to be prayerful to get you in a placement where you are in alignment with what God's purpose is for you, because you still got some stuff, you got a whole bunch of good left to share and provide to somebody.
I know where it is.
We're going to find it, Ms. Brenda. We got to find it.
Ms. Brenda, it is so funny. I tell people all the time, as long as you have breath in your body, you have purpose to fulfill. And I was just talking to a young lady earlier today about that being something that's needed, because a lot of times as they're locked up, they don't have the capacity to reenter life. That, you know, especially when they've been in there for long periods of time, they don't have that transition mindset. They just know how to be told to do everything. So that you are definitely a and a need. So, yes, ma'am, don't negate and don't minimize anything that's on the inside of you. Okay?
Well, it's just certain things. You know, I was thinking about writing a book, some kind of a book from my experiences of working in the prison system and things that I saw and had to do and what I heard. And, you know, a lot of it is suppressed, you know, with PTSD. Issues, so it's going to be a hard road for me, because some of them things I can't bring up yet. But people say that I need to write a book about it.
Well, when it's time, you will feel free to do it. When it's time, you just pray about it and you ponder on it. But I promise you, when it's time, you're going to be like, oh, I got to get this out. So, you know, don't be your own worst enemy and not allow yourself to be free.
Yes, ma'am. I just changed that they've taken the education, at least when I worked at Greaterford in Pennsylvania, they took the education part out of it. people because they were, you know, getting their GED in there and, you know, taking different courses in prison, and they just took it out. You know, at least some of them were, you know, not everybody in there is bad in prison. Mm-hmm. There are people that were caught up in the wrong place at the wrong time. And
right.
There are some very educated people in there. So,
right.
I don't know, it's a lot of thinking to do. Yeah, I'm on my flight back to Pennsylvania, though, due to my health reasons. So, hope just keep me in prayer. I've been in North Carolina for 2 years, so I'm on the flight back to outside of Philly.
Well, we'll certainly keep you lifted, Lady Brenda. And again, I so appreciate your continued support and encouragement. It ain't too many days that go past it. I don't see some sort of encouragement from you. So I certainly appreciate that and will continue to lift you. And be careful what you put out in the universe, because when you put it out there, the creator will make manifest thereof. And you just spoke to two published authors who have a network of publishers. So don't be putting stuff out there you ain't ready to have manifest.
Yes, sir.
Love you, dear. Thank you so much for calling in tonight.
Thank you so much for calling in tonight. All right. We have another caller, okay? Welcome
Let's
to
roll
Friday
with it.
Alive with Dr. Ed and Miss On Friday Inspired Leah. Who do we have with us tonight? Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, Miss On Fire to Inspire. How are you?
I am great. Who do we have joining us tonight?
This is Shelly Jones. And hi, Dr. Womack. How are you?
I'm fantastic, Miss Shelly. How are you this evening?
I'm fine. I just wanted to thank you all for the discourse, you know, and for the inspiration. Two things really struck me out of the conversation, so I wanted to just mention them and appreciate them. One was the declutter part, which is, you know, hugely significant when you need to move forward and unloading and, you know, the mental sometime warfare or battle that persists. And it's critical. But the other part I saw differently tonight was the target audience. And sometimes we're pushing so much toward the wrong audience. And, you know, just in thinking and rethinking what target means. And so that was really, really helpful for me, because I realized really my target right now is not what I thought it would be. And so I know exactly where the target audience is. However, those that I thought might be a part of the target are really not all there. So that I kind of got a realization of some things that I need to shift. So that was very helpful to me.
Amen. Praise God. Praise God. Awesome.
So I just wanted to say thanks for that, you know.
And you
and
know what?
You.
We thank you. Aaron. Go ahead, Dr. Ed.
No, I was saying thank you so much for that encouragement, that feedback. And, you know, when I step out and have a conversation such as this, I really pray that if I can just touch one person, and already we've obviously touch more than one, so our mission is done. We can hang up now. No, I'm just kidding. But it's really
callers.
Huh?
We still have callers holding. We couldn't hang up if we wanted to.
I'm kidding. But it's really gratifying, and thank you guys so much for chiming in. I see a couple of things going on in the chat as well. But yeah, thank you so much, and stay encouraged. And when you're trying to sift out who is that target audience, it really will liberate you even further. It'll accelerate your business, believe it or not, because a lot of times we get caught up in, I need numbers. No, you need significant people that
Absolutely.
Are going to follow you.
And you dead on.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Absolutely.
You know, you don't need quantity, you need quality. So that is it. Well, Shelly, we're going to be in prayer with you that all is well. We're going to speak it into existence because we have the power in our mouth. So we're going to be touching and agreeing with you that your target audience is already defined and your business is soaring.
Amen. Thank you.
Yeah. Thank you again for joining in tonight. Have a blessed one. All right, you ready, Dr. Ed?
Always. I stay ready, so I don't have to get ready.
You are live with Dr. Ed and Miss On Friday Inspire. Lee, who do we have tonight?
Hello,
you're live.
Hello, this is Al Spriggs.
Hi, Al. How are you this evening?
I am doing fine. I had the awesome chance to spend time with this young man that you're talking to on the phone at the Activate Conference. I was one of the panelists hanging out with him in New York recently.
Big Al, what's going on, brother?
Yes. How's it going, doctor? How's it going, sir?
Man, so appreciate you. So appreciate you. What's your comment or question this evening, man?
Oh, my comment, I have two comments. One, you have an awesome man on your show. All right. He's an awesome man. He's sincere. He's the type of person that when he says he's going to do something, he does it and he follows through. He gave me a chance to share with him on his radio show. And I think we had a good time at that point in time when we had that show. It was an awesome thing. We didn't want to stop. But,
I know, right?
It was an awesome
thing. We got to do it again,
yeah.
Brother Al.
Oh, yeah, definitely, definitely. The second thing is, am I correct in understanding that the young lady that talked, the first guest, was she from Fayetteville, North Carolina?
Brenda Drakeford, yes, she's from Fayetteville.
Okay, so I am originally from Fayetteville. I have a background in substance abuse counseling. I had some connections that went all the way up to the state. My suggestion to her, hopefully she's listening, is with her background, she can be a consultant for the reentry program in North Carolina. Okay, and then trying to dictate and gauge how she can move from that point on. She can develop her contacts and stuff, but the reentry program is a state-level program in the state of North Carolina.
See that? See what happens when you touch and agree and you're walking in purpose. Lady Brenda, I so pray you're still on. She follows me pretty regularly. Brother Al, that's good scoop. She really, and I didn't even think to suggest the consultant route, but you're right. You are absolutely right, and I will, if she's not still on, will certainly make sure to forward that, and may even just connect the two of you guys, because I believe in, again, the power of collaboration versus competition, so I may link you two up, because we both are my friends on Facebook, so I may just do that. Thank you so much for that, man. I hate that you had to catch that flight so fast. We got to chop it up a few minutes before you left Harlem, but, man, We got to connect soon.
Oh yeah, definitely. I am available for any time for you, sir. You know, because you're good people, and when I get around you, it's like, okay, this is my brother right here. Let's just be positive and make this thing happen. I mean, basically, let's activate, make this thing.
Let's
happen.
Activate. Let's do it, baby. Let's activate.
Appreciate you for your time. Doing it. Thank you, Lady Aaliyah, for what you're doing also.
Thank you so much for dialing in and listening in tonight. We appreciate you.
All right. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. All right. We have two more holders. Welcome to On Friday Inspire. You are live. Who do we have joining us tonight?
This is Johnny Magnificent Mac. How you guys doing?
How you doing, Johnny the Magnificent?
Dr. Womack in his house. I'm just listening to you guys just create energy and flow and just share, doing laser coaching and giving people not only advice but the collaboration and the celebration. I just want to just call in just to chime in and say that's what we need more of. And if the village is going to go forward, if we're going to get rid of the village idiots that are holding back and causing destruction and mayhem, we have to have people and shows and events of this caliber to push forward the ideals that are necessary for success. So I just wanted to call in and just say thank you guys and congratulate you.
Man, we so appreciate you. Now, for those that may be listening in, Johnny Mack is one of the founding members of the Man of Vision. So when I say it's better to hear his voice, because I know I got my back covered. I know Miss Aaliyah gonna take care of me. got me. But when I hear my brother on the line, I know that at least two strands of that three-strand cord are in the house. So, man, I so appreciate you. Love you like a brother. And, man, you hit it spot on. And, you know, I actually was asked earlier, I'm not sure how long, if you were on the entire call, but as Ms. Aaliyah was asking me about the power or the impact of the Men of Vision, what was that about? And I shared. I got moist over here. I'm gonna be perfectly honest. Seriously, I mean, I'm a lucky brother to have you guys in my life, and I don't take that lightly.
Well, you know, this is the thing. What's the model that that's been created? I don't think that we created it. The model that we were privy to be a part of, that the Lord blessed us and crafted us into, is something that when it begins to become replicated across these states, I think that's going to be the glue and the litmus test that's going to bring back the pride, bring back the desire to act right and pull the pants up and push the people forward so that success and prosperity can once again become a part of the rule. You know, let me just share this, and then I'm gonna stop talking. Jimmy, take a breath.
I heard that he breathed.
But let me just share this. In my study time this morning, the Lord showed me when the children of Israel were confronting Pharaoh, and they were asking for time off to pray or what have you. And he said, not only do you get no time off, he says you got to get back into your slave position and make bricks but no straw. And I think that's where we are now as a nation, that we've been given the task of making bricks with no straw. And Pharaoh said, you got to keep the same quota. You know, you got to keep the same amount coming. Well, the straw is there. They were able to make to keep the same quota content up. And I think that what's happened is that they were given a miraculous supply in order to make it happen, because you can't make the bricks without straw. Well, the straw that the people need right now is the straw of success, the straw of the treasure, the resources, the aspirations, and the wisdom of the elders, people like yourself, people like Dr. Womack, people that are coming up and sprouting up across the nation. So we just have to reach out, grab them, and make a cohesive whole so that we can reach more. I was listening to the young lady say that she had gone through the struggle, and all the people that have gone through the struggle, and they've got stuff within them, but they're just waiting to, and they don't know where to go to make those bricks because they don't have straw. We have to become the straw.
Oh, love it. Love it. So appreciate you, brother, as always, and probably be calling you later this evening. But, man, so grateful that you would chime in. I know you busy, and so appreciate you, man, for stopping by.
Well, hey, appreciate you guys. Keep up the good work. Have a wonderful.
All right.
You
too, man.
All right. You got one more caller. You are live on Our Friday Inspire with Aaliyah and Dr. Ed. Who do we have with us?
This is Crystal Chanel. How y'all doing?
Crystal Chanel, how are you?
I'm doing great. I wanted to jump on just to say that I'm really enjoying the show. A lot of helpful information. So thank you, guys.
Well, thank you, Lady Crystal, for joining in and listening in. And we are just grateful to you for having the opportunity to have been in attendance at the Meet the Authors, and looking forward to the next one. So see who we can support there and support you and your ministry. But thank you so much for calling in tonight.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, thank you. All right, Dr. Ed, this has been a powerful, powerful show. I tell you, if you guys miss anything, you definitely want to. Oh, we got another caller. You definitely want to go back and listen to the recording, because, I mean, you don't want to miss not one tidbit of this. All right, let's see who this is. Welcome to On Fire to Inspire. You are live with Dr. Ed and Aaliyah. Who do we have on the line?
Dr. Ed, this is Kelvin Mann, Men of Vision. good father only. Encourage me.
Man, I'm sorry to cut you off. That's my brother from Encourage Me, I'm Young out of Detroit, Michigan, Brother Calvin. Man, I'm better. Again, another one of them encounters of a colleague of influence. I'm better now that I hear your voice, man. How you doing?
Man, I'm on fire for tomorrow's Respect Day, man. It's I tell you, man, I was putting together this piece for them kids, man. I'm so looking forward to, you know, tomorrow, man, for that National Respect Day. But I just wanted to stop in and tell you, man, keep going. As I talked to you earlier, man, as soon as this is over with, I'm turning my eyes, you know, toward Atlanta, man, and I'm getting ready, man. I'm telling you, man, this day tomorrow, like, I don't even think I'm asleep, bro.
You know what? And go over to On Fire to Inspire and post, because Miss Lady Aaliyah is a national entity, and I'm going to post likewise. So please post on my page, and we want to make sure that tomorrow is a success for you, because again, we so appreciate you want to continue to grow. Would encourage me. I'm young, not only because you're a homeboy, but because you're doing the right thing. And definitely, our youth are only 30% of our population, but they 100% of our future, and we got to stand in the gap, stand in alongside them, encourage them, nurture them. And so I love what you're doing, brother, and can't wait to see what the Creator has for us, Leia.
Hey, yeah, for sure. You know, just to get a chance, grab that Respect Day flyer and just slang it, man, because next year is going to be even bigger. We got 5 states this year and 40 partners, so we're excited. We just got a nice little insurance company. That was real nice to help the kids. But I appreciate you, man, and again, you guys have an awesome, awesome day. I'm looking forward to tomorrow. If you hear anything, just know it's God.
There you go. Amen. My man. Appreciate you, brother.
Thank you so much. So, Dr. Ed, give us a live account about what he's speaking of. So for those who are listening and they're in the Detroit area and they are available, they can go out and support this initiative. Tell us what he's speaking of.
So he's talking about a National Respect Day, and Encourage Me, I'm Young is a group that's put together in Detroit, Michigan, to actually go out and do exactly what the company name says, encourage the young folk. And so on tomorrow, there will be a what's called Respect Day. And so Respect Day has been going out to find organizations, schools, community churches to actually pour into a day of respect. And so what happens is we take a pledge to treat each other as human beings. And so the actual event itself is going to be a ground zero. And I'll share the post on the On Fire to Inspire page. But tomorrow is the National Respect Day, or the EMI National Respect Day. And like you said, we've got 4 states right now looking to grow it. He started this, I want to say, last year or a couple of years ago, but it's 5 states this year, and it's all about just respect, you know, getting back to basics and really illuminating the power of starting with respect.
Mm-hmm. Definitely. Well, if you guys are in the Detroit area, make sure you go out and support that initiative, because it's definitely something that is needed among our youth, because if we teach them the basics and they learn how to respect them themselves, then they can respect others. So I definitely love that initiative. So we are, I think that was our last live caller. So tell me, who, if you had a person that said, Mr. Ed, sum up what you need for me to just hold in my heart near and dear for tonight, what would you say to the callers that are still with us?
So for those that are still with us and those that might listen to the replay, the thought that I'd like to impress upon you and leave you with is that something that Miles Monroe said, God rest his soul, he says, the graveyard is the richest place on earth
because it is here that you will find all the hopes and dreams that were never fulfilled, the books that were never written, the songs that were never sung, the inventions that were never shared, the cures that were never discovered, all because someone was too afraid to take that first step, keep with the problem, or determined to carry out their dream. I don't want you to take yours to the grave with you. For those that are sitting out there, for that person that's battling with, am I good enough? Am I worthy enough? Am I the one? I want you to know that you know that you know that you only have just a minute, only 60 seconds in it. Forced upon you, can't refuse it, didn't seek it, didn't choose it, but it's up to you to use it. You must suffer if you lose it, give account if you abuse it. Just a tiny little minute, but eternity is in it. And I promise you, I'd be remiss if I didn't leave you with this. Good, better, best, we can't let it rest until our good is our better and our better is our best. And if you embrace that little minute and take that first step, I'm pretty certain we'll see you at the top because the bottom's entirely too crowded. And that's what I leave with our On Fire to Inspire audience for tonight, Lady Aaliyah.
Amen, amen. We want to thank you again for taking time out because you've been in Ohio, I think, and then now you're in Detroit. So we thank you for taking time out of your busy schedule to join us tonight on our platform and help empower some others, help pour some gasoline on someone else's fire to just take that flame and make it ablaze. And I thank God for you and every man in the Men of Vision Tour. Again, April 30th, make sure that if you're in Atlanta or you can drive, fly, whatever, you want to be at the Cobb Galleria from 8 to 5 p.m. at the Cobb Galleria. Go to Eventbrite, type in Men of Vision. You can get your ticket. It's absolutely free. All you have to do is sow into yourself by taking the time to do it. So, again, thank you again for joining us tonight up ahead. And I am going to play the ad for that event real quickly for those who missed us talking about it earlier.
Join us April 30th, 2016. The Men of Vision Tour is bringing top speakers in leadership, community, and development to the Cobb Galleria in Atlanta, Georgia. This powerful lineup of speakers, including Dr. George C. Frazier, Dr. Reuben West, and of course, the Men of Vision, will educate, motivate, and uplift men and women of all ages and backgrounds to go out and create opportunity and change. If you have ever felt like you were lacking in vision or provision, if you have ever felt like life was moving forward without you at the wheel, then this tour is for you. Registration is required to attend this event. Go to www.menofvisiontour.com for more details and registration.
Vision Tour that Dr. Ed is a part of the Men of Vision, and you want to be in that place. If you can be anywhere, that's where you want to be. We want to thank all of our sponsors for this month, Evangelist Alexandra Townsend, the author of Experiencing the Greatness of God in the Spiritual Realm, Third Heaven Sound with founder and CEO Vincent Lynch, where it's not just music, it's a sound. Again, CDs are available. Music is available on CD Baby and Reverb Nation. Unique Expression by Design. They're taking care of your custom products. Whether it's your business or personal product, they're there for you. www.uniqueexpressionbydesign.com. GEMS, Inc., that's Girls Empowered, Mentored, and Supported. They are your nonprofit organization that's mentoring girls through tools and workshops in the middle school to high school, and they are in they're seeking volunteers. They are seeking assistance in educating and mentoring. That's www.thegemsinc.org, or email them at infogemsinc@gmail.com. Ross Hair and Beauty Bar is your one-stop shop to your hair care products and beauty product needs. Natural hair, twists, lock maintenance, braids, sew-ins, and much, much more. We want to thank each and every sponsor for sewing into On Fire to Inspire. And I want to have you join us again each and every week, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 7 p.m. Central Standard Time. It's time for you to stop existing and start living the life that God created you to live. There is greatness on the inside of you. All you got to do is let it out. This has been an awesome, awesome show with Dr. Ed Womack. We want to thank him again for joining us. And we want to welcome you back each and every week, again, to join us on Fire to Inspire. You can tap into the books on Amazon.com. Look up Aaliyah Butler. That's spelled A-L-E-I-G-H-A. The show actually originated from the book On Fire to Inspire. The book is filled with powerful nuggets telling you that you are who God says you are. There are pieces called Pregnant with Purpose, Dare to Dream, Full Potential, because it's time to stop existing and start living. So you can purchase the book. It's available on paperback, ebook, and audio CD. Also, if you go to Amazon.com and look at the author's page, there are two other books available. I Educate Your Children in English and Spanish, but then I Empower You as the Adult to Live the Life You Were Created to Live. Again, I'm Miss On Fire to Inspire, Aaliyah Butler. I love you, and I'll see you next week. Thank you.